Hello, welcome to your 8th weekly podcast practice for your computer vessel class at Alamany with Vinette Cook. Thanks for finishing your projects last week in class. I hope you enjoyed taking a break from dictations. This week we're going to continue some email lessons, and we are also going to start learning about spreadsheets in Microsoft Excel. I feel sure you will like learning how to do some things that are fast and simple in spreadsheets. In this podcast, you will hear some new spreadsheet vocabulary. You can find many of these new words in our podcast help page. You will also be reading some of the vocabulary in the class handouts you will find and open on our server. While you listen and write, you will hear many gerunds. What is a gerund? It's a noun in English, something that you can enjoy or think about. For example, I enjoy reading email. Reading, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, is not really a verb now, not in this sentence. It's a noun with a special name. We call it a gerund. You can understand it like this. I enjoy reading means I enjoy the time in my life when I read. Something like that. In English, we use our grammar to make that idea shorter. We say, I enjoy reading. I hope you can get comfortable with gerunds in your English, because we are crazy about using gerunds. They are a very big part of our language. We use gerunds after many verbs, not only enjoy or the verb with a preposition think about. Many verbs are followed by a gerund. So, if you don't mind starting now, I suggest taking out a pencil, and I suggest getting ready to write. If you feel like stopping the lesson or rewinding, that's okay with me. Please keep listening, and soon you will enjoy using gerunds in your English. We will have a dictation with some of these sentences in class next week. Okay? Let's begin. Number one. You shouldn't avoid learning how to make a spreadsheet. You shouldn't avoid learning how to make a spreadsheet. Number two. I imagine using a spreadsheet is a quick way to add up some numbers. I imagine using a spreadsheet is a quick way to add up some numbers. Number three. We discussed changing the size of the columns and rows. We discussed changing the size of the columns and rows. Number four. I recommend trying a new font in this spreadsheet. I recommend trying a new font in this spreadsheet. Number five. Would you mind showing me how to change the size of my columns? Would you mind showing me how to change the size of my columns? Number six. I keep having trouble with my calculations. I keep having trouble with my calculations. Number seven. Our teacher recommended using the fill option for time and dates. Our teacher recommended using the fill option for time and dates. Number eight. Could you please explain sorting in alphabetical order to me? Could you please explain sorting in alphabetical order to me? Number nine. My classmates considered making a spreadsheet about money. My classmates considered making a spreadsheet about money. Number 10. Many businesses appreciate planning their budgets in big spreadsheets. Many businesses appreciate planning their budgets in big spreadsheets. When you finish doing your calculations, you can also make a chart or a graph. When you finish doing your calculations, you can also make a chart or a graph. I enjoy seeing charts more than reading columns of numbers. I enjoy seeing charts more than reading columns of numbers. Number 13. I can't stand reading this spreadsheet because the font is such a small size. I can't stand reading this spreadsheet because the font is such a small size. Number 14. After I tried using a spreadsheet formula for a couple weeks, I finally knew how to do it. After I tried using a spreadsheet formula for a couple weeks, I finally knew how to do it. Okay, that's the last one for this week. You can stop writing now, you can stop listening, or you can decide to listen again. Good luck with learning about spreadsheets in class this week. I hope you enjoy using them and learning about them. Be sure to ask for help from me and from each other.